turning your Bibles to Psalms 68. Psalms 68, and we are going to stay right there today. You won't have to go anywhere else, but I want you to look to Psalms 68. Those of you that are at home, please get your Bible. I don't want you guys to ever forget this chapter. You're going to need this in you. You're going to need it. So make sure you have something to underline with or circle or highlight, but you've got to see it, because you know what's going on in the earth today? Let me say this. Satan is trying to prevent this chapter.
Yes. Amen.
This chapter. You're going to know that when it comes out, when you begin to see it, you know that Satan is fighting against this very chapter in the Bible, because he knows there isn't a thing he can do about it, and he knows that his time is very, very short. Now, David, let me give you a little background. David wrote this chapter whenever they were going to bring back the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. As they were going to get it, he said, let's pray, and they began to sing this song. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. It was the same song that Moses sung. You would study it out, you would see where when the people of Israel had come to a stop and they had camped out and stayed there for a while at a certain place, then the cloud would begin to move by day. And as the cloud moved, Moses would say, everybody stop and let's have prayer. And he would pray, and he'd say, now let's sing a song. And they would begin to sing, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. It was a prayer. At that time, it was a prayer. Even the martyrs, you would see where martyrs would sing this song before they were going to be burned at the stake or murdered, however they were. Many would say, God arise and let my enemies be scattered, and they would be saved. This is a most amazing chapter. Now, yesterday afternoon, I spent time down here praying. One pastor used to tell us, before you stand before God's people, you lay before God. And I promise you, I always do that. But yesterday, there was something about coming down here to get the mind of God over this message. Now, it could have had something to do with what our governor said. You know, I don't mind wearing the mask into the church. I don't mind that. When I'm talking to you, I don't mind wearing the mask when you go into public places. That's no skin on my nose. Just covers it a little bit. So it doesn't matter to me. But when somebody says, oh, church, do not sing.
Come on.
Don't chant, which means don't lift your voice loud, which means don't pray loud. Now, I don't know what they would have done if they had been in the old church.
Oh, yes, amen.
I'm going to tell you, yeah, you remember, you didn't want to be sitting on the front row while the pastor was preaching. They shouted, honey, you talking about a chant.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, they jumped up on the pews, and I've even seen them step over the pews into the second pew, the third pew.
Yeah.
And while they're spitting the whole time they're preaching, I don't know, they just thought there was some kind of an anointing. If they scream when they preach, then they spit with it. So everybody got a shower that sat close. So, you know, we found out you know how to shout to make it happen. And there's no anointing in that, but it's just the way they did it. But today, when we hear, don't sing. Doesn't that just sense something all the way through you that goes, woo?
That's right.
Amen.
We were talking about it, and my daughter said, Mama, if we don't sing, the rocks are going to cry out.
Come on. That's right. Come on.
Yeah, they'll cry out. Andre Crosscoat, he wrote it, and he said it like this. And I want to say this to Governor Newsom today. Governor, I'm sure you've heard better songs, but let me just say it. There ain't no rock gonna sing in my place as long as I'm alive and glorified. His holy name. There ain't no rock gonna sing in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify his holy name. Now let's sing no bird. There ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. As long as I'm alive, I glorify his holy name. word. Cry out in your place. Just as long as you are alive to glorify His holy name. One more praise. Yes, we're gonna praise His holy name. We lift our hands to glorify His holy name. Oh, we're gonna praise His holy name. I lift my hands to glorify His holy name. Lord, we promise we will praise your holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I feel better already. Have a seat. But you remember, you just got to sing this song. Now, David wrote this song. This is one of his. Not all the songs were written by David, but this one was. And in this chapter, you can almost feel the excitement just oozing out of it because the glory of God is coming back into Jerusalem. And we know, according to Isaiah 60, that when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, His glory will be seen upon us. So I can just begin to feel it, just begin to coming out of His church. And He said, the glory of God will come out of the right side of the altar, and it will just flow out, and it'll just flow out into the streets and right out to this camera. We had no idea God was going to allow us to go online like this. There's more gospel being preached around the world today than ever before. We just put a little devotional on the other day, and a lady wrote to us from Africa and said, keep bringing that word. Keep bringing those little devotionals. All the way from Africa. She just put us online, and there wasn't anything that they could say. He just says, I want you out there, so there you are. So you can feel David's excitement because he knows the glory is coming back. And in this one chapter, God, I counted the God, the name of God, capital G-O-D, capital G, our God, deity, is mentioned 31 times.
Wow.
31 times in this one chapter, that's more than most.
Yes, it is.
Now, in this day, what David was going after was a little box. It was about 5 feet long and about 2.5 feet wide. We saw a replica of it in Israel. And it was covered in gold, and there was cherubims on top, and their little wings touched. It was an amazing thing. And everything they had, the presence of God, inhabited that little box. Isn't that amazing? Everything that they had faith in was in that box. Now, today we don't have that little 5x2.5 box. We have this little book. And it's about maybe 6 inches wide. This one's about 10 inches long, maybe 9 or 10 inches long. But everything that we have need of, everything that was in that box is in this book. Amen?
Yes.
Everything
yes.
is in this. The miracle rod of Jesse, well, that is Jesus.
Yes.
The Ten Commandments that was in the box, well, that's the word of the Lord. The manna that fell from heaven, that's the bread. Jesus is the bread of life. So everything that was in that box is here.
Yes.
The presence of the Lord. Oh, no, the presence of the Lord dwells in us.
Yes.
So do not let one day go by without reading this word. All right, let's read. Psalm 68, verse 1. Look at this. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him.
Yes.
As smoke is driven away, so what? Drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
But let the righteous be real glad.
Yes. Amen.
But let the righteous be glad. And let them rejoice before the Lord, and let them rejoice exceedingly.
Yes.
Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah. and rejoice before him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, if you have a pen or a highlighter on your phone or whatever, you need to just highlight or underline every time it says let. It says, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those that hate him flee before him. And then it goes down in verse 3 and talks to the righteous. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Yes, let them rejoice. And let. I looked up the word let, and it means allow. See, so God just isn't going to barge in on us. He said, don't you restrict me, and don't you hold anything back from me, and don't you feel restricted, and you allow me to work in your life. And I've got surprises up my sleeve.
Yeah.
How many know God always has a few surprises?
Yeah.
Especially for the world, because they aren't expecting it. You and I are expecting it.
Yes.
We're expecting God's precious hand. So let's just start right here. Let God arise. Because as you see this, there are five things that God said. When I stand up, some things happen to the unrighteous. And I'm calling my message today, when God stands up. And when God stands up, it's really a big deal.
Amen.
I told you in the book of Psalms, God said, one day I will laugh at their calamity. And when God laughs, listen, if you're on the other side and you are not walking in righteousness, let me tell you, it's not a good thing when God laughs.
No, it's not.
And when God rises up and stands up, oh, you don't want to be there unless you know him. Because here's what happens. Number one, five things that happen when God stands up. Let God, see the word let? Allow me, church. Allow me. Let God arise. Number one, let his enemies be scattered. That's the first thing that happens. Pastor, come over here. Can you rise? Just rise up and come up on the platform, please. Let Pastor Lindell arise and come right here and just look out there, and because God is here, but he's there, but look down on earth. And you know what? If he's representing God and this is God, you know what's happening right now? If you're not righteous in this house, believe me, you are. I mean, you are scattered. You are gone. You are out of here. Thank you. You are scattered. God says, when I arise, everything that's not pleasing to me will scatter. So we've got enemies in this land today that are doing all kinds of things to try to shut the mouth of the church.
Oh, yes.
And coming against you as believers.
Yes.
Satan is trying to rob that. In John 10:10, it says the thief comes, and you know what he comes to do. Why are we like in shock,
right?
When it comes to kill and steal and destroy?
Yes.
Why does he do that? Because he's our enemy.
Yes.
But God said, everything that is your enemy is my enemy, because it didn't say, let your enemies be scattered. He said, let my enemies be scattered.
Yeah.
There's these enemies that you see rioting and looting and killing and shooting. And just yesterday in Delano, two people were killed in Chicago. It's so sad. Just innocent children and teenagers were killed. Did you see that?
Yes.
Just get out of the car and start shooting. How crazy is that? What is that about? Those are not enemies of the people. Those are enemies of God. And God said, I've winked at ignorance for a long time, but I will not hold my peace much longer, saith the Lord. And when I get up, my enemies will scatter. Remember the time he scattered Israel? They were scattered all over the earth. And they're still all trying to get back to their native land. Many have come back. They started in 1948. It became a nation. They're still trying to get back. But I'm telling you right now, there is a scattering going on, because God is rising up, church.
Yes,
you know what? He didn't say... He said, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. He didn't say, let them alone.
No.
No.
He didn't say, let them have their space.
No.
He didn't say that little place belongs to them. Let them protest. Oh, we believe in peaceful protest. You're getting the point. He didn't say let them. He said let my enemies be scattered. And that's exactly what God means. What God says, he means, and what it means, he says.
Amen.
Amen? Come on, you better stay with me here. But rather, he said, let them be scattered. And you know what Paul said in the New Testament? Give no place to the devil.
That's right.
You don't give him any place. Don't give him place in your marriage. Do not give him place in your home. Don't give him place in your mind. Do not give him place in your heart. If you give him an inch, he will take over.
That's right.
I mean, he will come to just destroy if he can because he hates God that bad. Did you ever see anyone hate somebody so bad that they'll go around the corner to get to somebody else? Satan despises God. He wants to get even because God gave him with one kick. There wasn't a war in heaven. When Revelation speaks of the war in heaven, Michael said, I just saw him fall like lightning to the earth. He was gone.
Amen.
Because he wanted the worship. He was trying to cut the worship to God. Look at the second thing, number two. Still in verse one. Let those who hate him flee before him. So those that hate God haters, he said they will flee before me. Now, if the least of God's enemies were scattered, how much more will the rebellious and the God haters and the scoffers and those that make fun and those that boast of who they are and laugh at the body of Christ, how much more God said, oh, I see them. Don't worry. Don't worry, church. I see them. I see the God haters. I see the church haters. And he said, my enemies are going to scatter and they're going to be shocked. They're going to be so confused. They're going to run here and there and everywhere. But he said, these scoffers, these people that hate me, hate my people, they will have to flee.
Yeah.
Now see, flee doesn't mean like the old 60s song that said, I'm going to ease on down the road. It is not talking about, well, I wonder if I ought to go now. No. I heard one of my near relatives talking about when they go to mom and dad's house, to mom's house. It's like, well, say, are you ready to go? And they're not ready to go. They just sit back down. You ready to go? No. Well, I'm just going to sit here until you're ready to go. No, it's not that kind of flee. I wonder if we should go now. Well, we're going to go. No, it's run for your life. I mean, get out of here. God said, when I arise, the enemies will be scattered and they will run, flee before him. They will flee before God. They've never seen him like this. They've never seen his church acting like this. They've never seen the people of God just wide open about our faith wherever you are. You're going to see when we're at the mall, when you're at work, those of you that were once timid, we've all kind of drew back maybe at one time or another, but they are going to be shocked as God arises up. The only way God's going to rise up is in us. And when he rises, they're going to be stopped to see the power and the strength in God's people. Now, James 4:7, you know what it says. Resist the devil and he will what? He's a coward. He runs too, so his people are going to run. So God says, I'm not shocked because Satan already runs. When you resist him, he will leave you. But when you play his game and he comes to flirt with you and you flirt back and you talk to him and you drink his cup of whatever filth he's offering you and you drink the devil's cup, then you come into agreement with hell.
That's right.
And that's a real serious thing to do.
But
when you back up and you resist him, the Bible says in James, he will flee from you.
Yes.
Now that was Jesus' half-brother, and James knew what he was talking about. He will flee from you. So that's why God says here through David, oh, let God arise, and those enemies will flee. Number three, Look at verse 2. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. You drive them away. Church, how are we going to drive these demons away? Yes, God is going to rise, but you've got to allow him to rise. Let God arise.
Yes.
How are we going to do that? Through prayer and praise.
Yep.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray these things away. Look, he said, you drive them out.
Yes.
We can go over to the book of Numbers, and you'll see God said, I'm giving my people the land of milk and honey. Ooh, it is flowing with milk and honey, but there's giants in the land. And he said, now you're going to have to go in there and drive them out. Whew. They did not like that. I don't like driving them out either, do you? I don't like driving out demons. But sometimes you just got to drive them out of your life. And the only way you can drive them out is by prayer. And sometimes it takes prayer and fasting, pushing that plate back and fasting as well. So he said, now you drive them away. And look, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. How does the smoke drive away? By the wind of the Spirit. The Spirit in the Bible is sometimes symbolized by wind. And he says, when the wind of the Holy Ghost comes, when God arises, the wind of the Spirit will be so strong, it will begin to blow these messengers away. You drive them out. You drive them out. You drive them out by the wind of the Holy Spirit in you. Look. Number 3, as wax melts before fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord. Whoo, my goodness, this is getting deeper, church. Let the wicked what? Melt like wax. Let them melt. The Holy Spirit is also symbolized by fire. You know that, especially in Acts chapter 2. He came like tongues of fire and set upon them all. And many times the Bible refers to God in the Old Testament and New Testament as well. Many times symbolizes him as fire. And to us as well, he says the ministers, the angels of God, are ministering spirits sent to minister to us. Then he calls the ministers of God, the people of God, a flame of fire. You've got fire in you. Let us burn with the Holy Spirit. He said they will melt like wax. So now you've got the enemies being scattered. You've got them fleeing away. He says drive them away. And then the wicked will melt like fire. Just like you put fire on a candle and watch it just begin to melt before you. And then it says, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Perish, that means be destroyed. That's a big deal. I mean, that's very powerful. That's out there. Man, to say let them perish, that's really serious. Where? Before the presence of the Lord. That's why in this house, ever since I started in ministry, ever since I was a young girl, I'll say it was all about presence to me. It was all about the presence of God. Lord, I want your presence in my life. I want to know when you're near me. I want to draw me close to you, that you would be close to me and I would be close to you. Oh, it's always been about presence. And maybe I didn't even know this then. Oh, you read things, but all of a sudden it comes to light in you. It says, let the wicked perish at the presence of God. So you want the wicked in your life, the enemies in your life, that evil thing that is causing you all the trouble at home, causing you trouble in your mind, causing you trouble, all that phone. I'm telling you, sometimes these phones are just the most horrible things. I'm on Facebook now just to scroll down through, like, what? Some people can't even talk to you without looking at their phone. They can't. They don't have a life without the phone anymore. But if you have the presence of your phone more than you have the presence of God, you're not going to be able to chase anything away.
Right.
I wish I'd had a bigger amen. Maybe you all at home say amen.
Right.
Only the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
yes.
You got the presence of your friends.
Oh, yes.
I know we love the presence of our friends. We got the presence of our husbands, our wives, our children. But only the presence of the Lord, it says, will cause the wicked to perish. And church, the wicked is rising up in this land. The wicked is rising up.
Yes.
I don't have to tell you that. I mean, it's a given.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Right.
I don't want to see anyone perish. Jesus said, I want everyone to have eternal life. But see, everybody's not going to receive that. Everybody's not going to allow themselves to take eternal life. So some will perish. You say you sound real hard this morning. No, it's the word of the Lord. You're reading the word of the Lord with me. He said the wicked will perish before the presence of the Lord. What is that saying to us, church? The strongholds of the devil are really nothing more than wax.
Come on.
Did you get that old stronghold that's holding you down?
Yeah.
Holding you back? Paralyzing your brain? Paralyzing who you are? That stronghold will melt like wax.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of the Lord.
Oh,
yeah. But you've got to get to the presence of the Lord. Oh, for this day, that the strongholds in the church would begin to melt like wax. Church, there's power in his presence. There's healing in his presence. There's glory. His presence is the glory. But I got to stop there on that subject and say, oh no, we are also affected. The righteous, the church, the people who love God. We were just talking about all of those who are haters of God, who don't love God, who don't want him. Their game is wickedness, lawlessness. No, there are things that are available to the righteous. Let's read this. Take a look at how we're affected too by his presence. When God stands up, look what happens to the righteous in verse 3. But let the righteous be glad. Number one. Number two, let them rejoice before God. And let them rejoice exceedingly.
Oh, thank you.
Number three, sing to God and sing praises to his name. Number four, extol God, him who rides on the clouds by his name. Yeah. And rejoice ever before him. I'll leave it right there, but I have one more. But you see what it says happens? Let the righteous be something. He said, here's what I want you to be, O righteous people. I want you to, are you ready? This is profound. He said, I want you to be something. I want you to be glad.
Amen.
How many of you are glad in him? He said, I want you to be glad. In the middle of the trial, when it's the hottest, he said, be glad. And you can only do that when you get with me and all that stuff begins to melt around you. Oh, let the righteous be glad. He said, and then let them rejoice. Ooh, let them rejoice before God and let them rejoice exceedingly. So he said, I want you to be glad, but I want you to do something. I want you to do something. I want you to rejoice.
Yes.
I want you to be happy in me. I want you to praise me. I want you to worship me. So not only prayer, not only must we pray and grab a hold of what's in this little book, this little what did I say, 7x9 book, the Ark of His Presence, the El Shaddai, the Yah. This is the only time that word Yah, which is a short Hebrew word for Lord, or the El Shaddai. And it's the last part. Some spell it J-A-H. Oh, New King James calls it, or spells it Y-A-H. But J-A-H is the end of Hallelujah, Yah. Hallelujah. And so that's the universal word for praise around the world. But we praise him, saying to God, let them rejoice. Let them rejoice exceedingly. That means, oh, extol him. Be enthusiastic about my praise. So we got to be something. We got to be glad, but we got to do something. We got to rejoice. But he said, let the people rejoice. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice exceedingly. So don't let anything keep you from doing that. Allow yourself to praise him. Maybe you're not a worshiper. Maybe you're just not. You just don't think about worshiping the Lord. You're just, you say, well, I'm not that spiritual, Pastor. Well, I would suggest you get that way.
Come on.
Like,
oh,
real quick.
Yeah,
Like now would be a good time to enter in to this chapter. We need to be singing this chapter. Let God rise and his enemies be scattered. And he said, let my people, let them be, hallelujah, be glad and rejoice. All right, now, look at number 3. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Sing. Now, we were just talking about praises, but he said, now let my people sing. He said, well, I'm not a singer. It doesn't matter whether you can carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. Doesn't even matter. He said, I love your voice. Lynn sings a song that I've always loved, the Lanny Wolf song. There's just something about your praise I love. God says, there's just something about your beauty I love. There's just something about your voice I love. He told Moses, just something about your face. There's just something about our praise, our song he loves. Don't worry about how you sing. He said, let my people sing. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Ooh, look at that. Sing praises. Just be glad. Extol him who rides on the clouds. I wrote this down out of the Message Bible because I wanted to give this to you. It's the word that says, extol him who rides on the clouds. The Message Bible said, make room for the coming of the cloud rider. Because a cloud rider is coming. Jesus is coming in the clouds. Amen. So it means cheer when you see him. Rejoice when he comes in your room. Rejoice when you feel him enter your car. Rejoice when you're on your way to work and you're worshiping. Rejoice in the church when they're singing a song and all of a sudden something rises up in you. What is that? That's God rising up. See, he rises up in you all the time. He rises up when you're sitting at the bedside of a loved one that's passing. And you didn't think you could handle it. You didn't even think you could go there and see. But all of a sudden, something came in you. What is that? God arises.
Amen.
And the enemy of death is scattered. It may yet come, but the grace of the Lord is upon you. Something around you that's been tormenting you starts to melt. How does that happen? By your praise and your song. Make sure the people of God sing praises to him. That's why, church, we just could not sing this morning. We just could not sing. Because he told us, sing, my people, sing and be happy and rejoice and sing. And he said, rejoice. You just have to sing to our God. You can't just sing at home. You can't just sing in the shower. We're going to sing at church. We're going to praise. We're going to glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you what's going to happen. He said, now, let me finish verse 4. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. The only time in the word where you'll find it written like that, about Yah. Oh, David was saying, I've talked about Jehovah. Every way that I can talk about my Jehovah, I will just call him Yah. Short Hebrew word for Lord. He is the Lord of my life. All right, you ready to go a little bit farther? Look at verse 11. And I'm starting to close. Verse 11. The Lord gave the word. Now, when the Lord gives a word, it just is. Amen? It just is. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. I'm proclaiming this word this morning. And some of you will proclaim it this week to your friends. You'll proclaim it again to the Lord in your heart. Verse 12, kings of armies. Look, he's saying it again. The kings of these wicked armies, they flee. And she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, the old King James says, among the pots, you will be like wings of the dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Now when the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in salmon. You say, what in the world was all that? He said, well, I just wanted you to know that I will scatter the kings first, the leading people behind all this mess. I see them leading their little armies and their little liberals and all they're doing. I see the kings. And he said, I will make salmon. I will make that great city totally white. What's that mean? He said, with their bleached bones. they will be scattered so far out, they will die in the wilderness, they will perish, and their bones will be white. You say, Pastor, is that literal? Take it however you want it. Probably not literal, but in the spirit, he said, if they don't come to me, they perish. Yeah. If they don't get right, you will get left. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
So he said, those of you, those kings that you've led these armies out, oh, you're going to flee. You're going to run. You're going to run as fast as you can go and be scattered. Or you will run to me. See, he said, choose life and choose death. But then he said, he told us, go ahead and choose life. It's better. So I think if you're a wise man or woman, you would choose life. I mean, choose Jesus. Now he said, those of you, she that stayed at home, divide the spoil. Guess what we did for a few months? We stayed home. You essential people worked. Nothing changed for you. But many of us stayed and according to Romans 13, and we stayed. And he said, this is a very wicked time. And it's a time that nobody understands. But it's end time. And these are birth pangs. And he said, those, I'm just using that literally, that we did stay at home. But I want to tell you this morning, many of you that think that while life is going on around you, everybody's doing something, but you're locked up into this thing and you feel so alone and you feel like nobody gets it. God said, I see you, and you feel like you're laying among the pots. Now, if you look at commentary on the pots, those things were always on the stove on a hot fire, and they were feeding people. Another translation said it was though they were laying in a foxhole, and they were laying straight out on the foxhole, hiding from the enemies, always feeling like you're running from an enemy. There's one thing and then another and then another and then another, and you're like, oh God, where is my hope? You said there is a hope that does not disappoint. God, I need that hope that does not disappoint. But I've come to tell you today, God sees you laying in the foxhole.
Yes, he does.
He sees you, as it said, staying at home, lying down among the sheepfolds. He sees you who have lain among the pots. But he said, you will come out with the wings of a dove. A dove has beautiful white wings, a sign of purity. People look at a dove, and they're a sign of purity, and they're soft. He said, maybe it even made you hard in your heart where you've been, what you've done. You've hardened your heart. But he said, I saw you laying among those pots. And I'm picking you up, and I'm going to soften your wings. You're going to have a purity about you, and look what it says. And the dove wings will be covered with silver. I will pick you up out of though you lie down in among the pots, you will be like the wings of a dove. Those pure, white, soft wings covered with silver. Silver usually stands for redemption in the Bible. We are redeemed. How many saved today? How many just know you're saved and on your way to Jesus? Amen. But he said her feathers will be yellow gold. Isn't that a beautiful thing? To see a little white dove with silver wings. And he said, oh, you'll be covered with yellow gold. Yellow gold is pure. It's pure gold. Many of you have been tried in the fire. God said, I've seen you tried. You've been tried in the fire, and it's been hot. And it's just the devil has been like a bully to you. Your enemies have been like a bully. But he said, I see you there. And look what it said. Though you stayed at home and you laid among the pots, he said, you will divide the spoil. Now, many have already come through your season of the pots. Maybe you've already come out of the pots. And you're living in the spoil. God has given you spoil, and it took you years to collect your spoil. And you're more blessed than you ever dreamed that you would ever be. But there's some still lying among the pots today, even in this room, still having your hot trials. But let me tell you, just like the rest, you're going to rise up. God said, I'll just feed you up with gold and silver and blessed because you are redeemed. Hallelujah. While the Almighty scatters the kings of the leader of wickedness. Oh, God, hallelujah. So if you hear a condemning voice in you this morning, say, look what you did. Look who you are. You're no good. You will never make it through this. And you know what you did. And God forgave all those, and he forgave the things you did. But this one's too big. That is not the voice of God.
That's right.
Let me just tell you, God never condemns.
Amen.
Condemnation will literally put you down and kill you. God convicts. And when God convicts, it brings healing with it. Hebrews 4:9 was one of my favorite verses. Let God arise. Excuse me. That's on my heart. Let God arise. Hebrews 4:9 says, there remains therefore a rest.
Oh, yes, it does.
To the people of God. He said, I have rest for you. I will rest you. I will rest you, though you may be laying among the pots. I rest you. Hallelujah. So let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them flee. Let them blow away. Let them melt and let them perish. And let the righteous be glad. Rejoice. You better get on your feet and say praise and extol him. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. White bones laying all over the place. No wonder they don't want us to sing. Time is short. The devil's mad, and we're going to go on. Amen. He said, you are going to be the ones that will gather the spoil. Some of you have already started gathering, and God said, I see that what you've gathered, and I've seen how you've given into my kingdom. I'm going to bless you even more. You've been faithful to the house. You've been faithful to me, saith the Lord. You've been faithful to your companions. You've been faithful to my people. You've been faithful to your families. And he blesses us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, if you're at home today or you're in this room and you need to draw close to Jesus, you want that redeeming silver on you, Jesus said, I will save you. It doesn't matter if you were in jail last night or you're in jail this morning. You may be in jail watching this. You may be just gotten out of an adulterous bed. Who knows where people are watching this on their phones? I pray you are. But I want to tell you, God is not your condemner. Satan is. But he will convict you. And he will draw you by his spirit. And if you're in this house or at home and you begin to feel your heart beating fast in you, it is the Spirit of the Lord drawing you.
Yes, it is.
Saying, I love you, old son. I love you, daughter. Come to me. Let me arise. And I'll kick that alcoholism as far as the east is from the west. I'll take that drug addiction and that addiction to pot and pornography and child trafficking and all kinds of the sinful things and the filth of this world. The lawlessness.
Yes.
Maybe you're a rioter today and you just set a building on fire. Did you know God loves you too? You don't have to scatter. You don't have to flee. You don't have to perish. Just He will pick you up today. And God will arise over you and be your father.
That's right.
Draw you close to his bosom. Pick you up.
Yes, he will.
Let us pray right now, dear Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me of my sins.
Yes, Jesus.
Forgive me of my lawlessness.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me of the times that I have hated you, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Forgive me for my misunderstandings and confusions.
Yes, Jesus.
I give my life to you. I give my heart to you, Jesus. Fill me now with your spirit.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And fire.
Yes,
and wind.
Yes.
And send the rain to wash it all out,
yes,
of me.
Jesus.
I give you my life this day.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Would you give somebody a hand clap of welcome into the kingdom?
Yes.
Wonderful Jesus. Now, if you gave your heart to Jesus at home today, would you please write to us and let us know, comment, and let us know that you made things right with the Lord. Now, in blessing you today, I want to give you this blessing, and I'm going to read. We have been in Psalms chapter 68, but I want to read the blessing, Kathy, if you could get up for me, Psalm 67. It's the previous psalm, but I want you to lift your right hand just as Abraham's people did. And I want to bless you with Psalm 67. Kathy, give me a nod when you have it up. This is also a song of David. It was played on stringed instruments, my Bible says. It's an invocation and doxology. Okay, I'll just bless you right now. God be merciful to us. You got it? Okay, would you say this with me? Why don't we bless each other with this? Read it with me. God be merciful to us. Lift your voices. And bless us. And cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known on earth. Your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations of the earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Verse 7. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We fear no man. We fear nothing but God himself. He said, now you rejoice in me, I bless you. You bless me, he said, and all the earth will fear me. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you. See you Wednesday night at 6:30. Thank you at home for joining us today.